Okay, Laura, you can start.
Okay, zoning board of adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of your municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Mitterondo? Mr. Ali? Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God.
Skinner, do you have any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we do. The Johnson application on Pleasant Avenue will not be heard tonight. It will be carried to July 9th. The applicant will notice for that. The Mirage Car application on Hancock Road will not be heard. It will be heard on July 9th with no further notice by the applicant. And finally, NDK Realty on South Washington Avenue will be carried to July 9th with no further notice by the applicant. That's all the changes that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's start off with item number six. 26 ZB 25V. What's the feedback from Laura?
I think that was Stacy Lombardi.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was.
It's okay.
Ms. Lombardi, are you present?
Are you muted, Mrs. Lombardi?
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
Okay.
Mrs. Lombardi, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Your name and address, please.
Stacy Lombardi, 31 Lucille Court, Fifth Gateway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes. I'm looking to get a variance for the fence that I currently have up.
Okay. Jonathan, would you jump in here and help us out?
Yes, certainly. Ms. Lombardi, have you had a chance to review the staff memo dated June 16th?
Yes.
Okay. Could you please tell us the condition of the shed that you have that's currently encroaching on the side yard setback?
It's in good condition.
Okay. And you understand the memorandum of restriction, how that works?
Yes.
Okay. So no questions besides that, Sean.
Yeah, oh. Mr. Chairman, her fence is in an easement. That's why she's on the board.
Got it. Okay. And it's in good shape. And if it has to be replaced?
She will be responsible for removing it and replacing it. And she will execute the memorandum of restriction that she acknowledges.
Perfect. Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
Yeah, if you're on the phone, you can hit *9, I believe, or *6. I haven't done it in a while now. And if you're on the computer, you could just raise your hand. No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Lombardi, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting in July. You don't need to be present for that. We'll send that document to you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good night. Let's move on to item number 826-ZB-24V, Stephen Gonzalez.
Is Stephen Gonzalez present?
You're muted, Stephen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Swear you in.
Sorry, I'm on the phone. Yep.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
And your name and address, please?
Stephen Gonzalez, 59 Mary Ave, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Mr. Gonzalez, can you explain to the board why you're here?
I'm here because I had applied for a variance for a pool and a gazebo.
Okay, fair enough. Jonathan, will you get some facts to light here?
So the applicant is undersized, both in terms of square footage as well as frontage. The proposed, as well as building coverage, they have 21.15% building coverage proposed. The existing garage and steps are slightly encroaching, and the proposed gazebo structure is just outside of the rear yard setback, as well as the pool. We need some more information from Mr. Gonzalez about the type of pool equipment, where it'll be located, and just really why it can't be moved to a conforming location.
So, so the pool equipment I'm going to have is going to be a regular pool pump. It's going to be an 18-foot round pool, 54 inches high. Basically, due to the configuration of the property and the location existing with the detached garage, I'm basically going to relocate either structure. It would reduce the yard space and interfere with access to existing movements. And diminish the functionality of my yard. So the proposed layout I have allows both amenities to coexist while maintaining safe access and preserving the residential character of my property.
Okay, and just to clarify, neither of these have been installed yet. This is a proposal?
Yes, none of them have been installed.
Okay. The accessory structure, the gazebo, it's only 1 foot away from the rear yard setback line. The pool is less than 3 feet, just over 3 feet, 3.5 feet from the property line. I hear where you're coming from. I don't think that 3.5 feet and 1 foot respectively is going to diminish any yard area. And then I also have a couple stipulations for the gazebo if the board decides to move forward with the application.
Excuse me, Mr. Mizrahi?
Yes.
The pool on and Ms. Corcoran's report, it says it's 6.5 feet from the rear property line. Not 3 feet.
It needs to be 10 feet from the property line. So it's a difference of 3.5.
Well, you said it was 3 feet from the property line, but it's going to be 6.5 from the property line. It'll be 3.5 encroaching within the 3.5.
So he would have to move it at 3.5 feet for it to be 10 feet.
He's proposing 6.5 feet from the property line, not the 3 feet. It's just the way it was worded. It was a little confusing. I apologize.
Okay. Mr. Gonzalez, based on Mr. Mizrahi's expertise, are you willing to move the pool a little bit out of the scope of which you presented to us? Jonathan, can we come up with a compromise? Maybe not 10, but 8.5?
Well, I think it's also going to be over on the building coverage as well. So to have the pool and the equipment be within the or I guess I should say outside of the rear yard setback area, for it to be 10 feet from both property lines, including the pool equipment, would be, I guess, a compromise in and of itself considering the coverage.
Okay. Mr. Gonzalez, based on the testimony from our expert, we could move ahead with this if you're willing to move those specifications.
I mean, as far as like the pool, like Laura had mentioned, 6.5, I'm willing to compromise in the spacing. I'm just trying to be able to have coexist both the gazebo and the pool so that way they can both fit, because if you see, based off the survey that I had put and proposed the configuration of the gazebo and the pool, they would both be aligned on the rear side of my backyard, essentially taking up all my grass space that I have in my backyard. And I'm not going to end up putting a pool on the pavers, because the pavers that I have are basically towards the rear, towards the closer end of my backyard. So I'm trying to utilize the grass space that I have versus taking away 10 feet of it. And then I have basically my whole backyard would just be the gazebo and the pool.
If you move it further off the rear property line, like we're talking about, you're still going to have the same separation side to side, which on your plan is scaling out to be a little over 20 feet. So, yeah. I don't know if you consider that to be too constrained, but it also leaves about like a 20-25 by 35 lawn area as well.
I'm trying to work with you, Mr. Gonzalez.
No, I get it. I don't see the construction of the pool will basically be more centered versus towards the rear corner, which is where I'm trying to do. And then the gazebo would basically be right behind it. And I mean, I have no use. I mean, not that I don't have use, it's my property, but at that point, my rear corner of where I won't have that pool, I'm basically, it's like dead space to me. Like it's property, but I could use, but it's not really as useful as where I would have set the pool and the gazebo.
I understand you're losing a little bit of property, but you're also gaining a pool. It's difficult to say it's hardship. So,
I mean, even if I had proposed to get a 15-foot round pool, I mean, I would still essentially have more room in my backyard. But what I'm proposing on the variance is basically to get the space at least to 6.5 feet from the property line. So I know I had put 18-foot, but I'm trying to see if I can get a variance at least approved to use that space versus lose it.
Well, any other members of the board have any questions? Hearing none. Is that everything you've got to offer there, Jonathan?
Yeah, I would just say if the board decides to move forward with the gazebo, I think it needs to be conditioned so that it remains open and not to be enclosed in any way with a solid construction, notwithstanding like a net or a mesh or a drape or something like that. And we need to see...
got to come in with written plans, right?
It's small enough. It would have to be determined by the building department if they need to see drawings or not. So I think it's small enough where they don't need that.
Mr. Gonzalez, move it to 8 feet instead of 6.5. And I think we can vote on this tonight.
I agree.
Okay. 8 feet is good.
Yes.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
Hold on one second. Star 6 to unmute or raise your hand if you're on the computer. No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I would make a motion to approve this application with the specific instructions that Jonathan left on the gazebo and 8 feet for the pool. Can I get a second?
Awesome.
Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Gonzalez, your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail that document to you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Have a good evening, sir. All right, let's move on to item number 11, adoption of resolution from the regular meeting of June 11, 2026.
First resolution, Christopher George, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next, Amrit Preet Kaur, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have for this evening.
Okay. Item number 12, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of June 11th, 2026. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item number 13, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Everybody have a great 4th of July. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Keep it safe.
Stay safe. Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Laura, you still there?
I'm here.
I'm sorry again. I couldn't log on as panelist, but I'm on my phone here.
Okay, so now I know you're called Samsung SM something.
Oh, that was me? Oh, that's my new name. Sorry. I'm
well,
so proud.
Like, if your name came up, I would have known. I would have let you in.
Yeah. I don't have my iPad with me. I'm away. Okay. So I had to log in.
Okay.
On somebody's calling
I'll,
here.
I'll write a note that you were here.
I was here. Sorry. Next
no,
week,
it's okay. So what you do, if you come on like that, shoot me an email, say, I'm on, let me in. And
I
then
did
I'll give you the permissions and I can get you over.
I did something with the chat. I was able to send you a letter or something. I don't know if you saw that. Maybe you
no,
didn't
I
see
didn't
it.
See it.
See if you see something from Samsung.
No, I got some from Wakir.
I give up. What was? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry about that. I'll be
it's
on
okay.
next time. I promise.
You tried more than others.
Right.
I appreciate it, Bill.
All right. Thanks. Have a good summer. Bye bye now.
Bye. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Good night, Roy.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.